This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 15 minutes of exercise could save you 15% on your life insurance. John Hancock Financial said today that it's going to offer discounts to policyholders who wear wireless fitness trackers. And then, and here's a warning, possible deal-breaking caveat ahead, share that data with the company. But this thing is not just about customers living longer. It's also about giving a youthful glow to the aging and perhaps ailing life insurance industry itself. From WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch explains.
Sign up for a new life policy today, and John Hancock will send you a Fitbit. You know, one of those bracelets that tracks your steps. The more exercise you get, the bigger discount you get on your insurance premium. Company president Craig Bromley says the company will also reward good behavior with things like iTunes gift cards, discounted hotel stays, and movie passes.
It's great to be at sort of the forefront of all this technological change, which, you know, hasn't always been the case for the life insurance industry.
No, it hasn't. A recent report from PricewaterhouseCoopers says the life insurance industry has been kind of dead. The number of policies today has barely gone up from 1950, even though the population has grown. Bromley hopes the new program will lure new people in.
You know, we would like them to buy our product. You know, that would be certainly good for us, but also good for them.
The question is, will this work? Tim LePayne is a certified financial planner.
People need life insurance.
He says in the past, life insurance wasn't just seen as a death benefit. It was also an investment that would pay out even if you lived for a long time. Nowadays, it's a tougher sell.
It's less prevalent today because there are many other ways to invest your money.
Like mutual funds. That's made the life insurance industry ripe for reinvention. And analysts expect more companies to follow John Hancock's lead. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.